Well, voting is underway in Tennessee, but after severe weather and tornadoes struck parts of the state overnight, politics, understandably, not front and center. State emergency officials say that as many as 20 people have died, 50,000 residents have lost power. Patrick Sheehan is director of the Tennessee Emergency Management Agency. Patrick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And I know this is a very difficult, busy day for you. We've seen the death toll escalating all morning. Can you just describe what it is that you're seeing there on the ground?
Well, right now I'm at the intersection of Roselle Parks Boulevard, kind of at the epicenter for where some of the damage began here in downtown Nashville. So I'm seeing buildings old and new that are half ripped down and with pretty substantial damage. And if you just look a quarter mile away, our beautiful Capitol on the hill there is untouched. And so the devastation really is pretty stark. You can see pretty clearly where a tornado moved through here and did damage to power lines and buildings and destroyed a number of trees in this area as well.
You're in Nashville, but how widespread is the damage?
The damage from this tornado appears to go all the way to the eastern part of Putnam County, really to all the way out to Morgan County. But even before that, we had storm damage from Gibson County in West Tennessee. So really, over two-thirds of the length of Tennessee seems to have been damaged by storms last night.
Many people have died, as we mentioned, but what about rescue operations? I assume many people are still unaccounted for.
There are an unknown number yet unaccounted for in a couple of locations in Tennessee right now. There are search operations ongoing, hoping to find people among the rubble and people that are reported missing.
Do you have any idea how many that is?
No, not right now.
Okay. So what is your team doing to assess the damage, to find those missing people? Are they going from home to home and sifting through the rubble?
Yeah, and so it's not just my team. It's we're a team of teams here, and so we have mutual aid. So Nashville even sent teams out to the jurisdictions in Wilson County to assist. And so we have first responders, National Guardsmen, firefighters, and law enforcement that are going from structure to structure and putting their training, unfortunately, to use. So this is the kind of training that our first responders get and hope to never use, and unfortunately they're having to use it today.
Look, obviously that's incredibly important and the priority today, but also the context here is that there is a big election in Tennessee and across the country, really, with Super Tuesday. Have you noticed any impact on how that is going to go off today?
So our Secretary of State and I had some conversations this morning, and so his team and my team have been working to identify any potential impacts to elections as they're ongoing in Tennessee today. And as much as we have also focused on life safety, we have also worked with the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, and his office and local elections officials to identify polling locations that were impacted and to provide power to keep polling equipment up and running. I know that they have worked diligently to try to make accommodations for those that would otherwise be impacted.
Were polling places damaged?
Yeah, there are a couple of polling places that were reported damaged, yes. For context, the mayor of Nashville shared that 15 polling locations in Nashville out of 169 were damaged. So the mayor of Nashville, the Secretary of State, and Governor Lee and his team are all working to make sure that Tennesseans are able to exercise their right to vote today.
Difficult day in Tennessee. Patrick Sheehan, director of the state's Emergency Management Agency. I'll let you get back to work. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.